This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
Seacrest!
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
It's Ryan Seacrest back after a Memorial Day weekend. Tomorrow is June, guys. It's
wow.
Here. Tomorrow is June, and the Wango Tango is this Saturday night. So we're 4 days away with some of the best tickets for you to win. Still some available at AXS.com.
Wait.
Today's...
Are we still doing our dinner this week?
We haven't decided yet.
So, like, when are we deciding?
Sounds like a big no, probably.
Well, we're going to decide. That's part of the show on tomorrow's show. We're going to talk about it.
I don't like this. It needs to be in the calendar now.
We'll put it in the calendar, but we'll just confirm tomorrow.
Was it Wednesday or Thursday?
Well, today's Tuesday. Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk about whether or not we're going to do it on Friday. But put it in the calendar in case we do.
Guys, please. This is the way. This is very LA. This is how you schedule things in LA.
But we're not LA.
Yeah, and I need to get a babysitter.
Well, look, you know what we should
I'm going to bring all three of my kids. If you don't give me enough time, I'm bringing all three of my kids.
Well, let's talk about this. I wanted to do this for an hour tomorrow. We can't do it today.
It's so weird.
Because the stakes are higher tomorrow.
Whatever.
We're so close.
Yeah, crunch time.
Listen, today, though, we've got a second date update coming up. This guy's he's a waiter. Now, he put his number on a receipt. She texted him, and they went out.
That's cute.
He's cute. Have you ever had someone at a restaurant put their name down and a phone number?
No.
I think that happened to me once.
Really?
Back before all the stuff we have now to meet people.
Seacrest.
But I feel like it was at Saddle Ranch or something. Right?
Wait, so she wrote her name down, a number on a napkin?
On the receipt. No, on the receipt, on the credit card receipt, like the bill came.
Right, like thank you, call me, heart.
Uh-huh.
Did you call?
No. I don't remember. It's like, it was so long ago. But I feel like I would have been so excited that I would have. Yeah. I mean, this just dawned on me when I was talking about this. Anyway, he says everything seemed to go great, but now he feels like things have changed, but not for the better. So that is the drama of the second date update in just a few minutes. Also, we have $500 cash for you and Wango Tango tickets. And if you watch Selling Sunset, we're going to talk to one of the twins, Jason Oppenheim.
That's right.
I've gotten into it in reverse order.
Why did you do that?
Well, sometimes I don't like to start at the beginning. It's like I read magazines backwards, too. It's very strange.
My sister does that. It's weird.
It's not. I think it's a character trait.
Maybe it's your generation. She's the same age as you.
Oh, no.
Adult generation point.
I think that's... We can't hear you. Speak into the mic.
I'm leaning back.
Yeah, this is your first day on the job. What's
up? I'm outraged, and I'm way back here.
No, sometimes a show comes out, you guys talk about it, somebody tells me about it, and I can't go way back to the beginning. I just start with the new season. I figure that trailer will catch me up.
I mean, it kind of does, but...
I mean, whoever makes those, who edits those, like, for the last five seasons in 30 seconds things.
Yeah.
They're brilliant, right? Mm-hmm. Previously on, and they show you every season leading up. So anyway, Jason Oppenheim. Now, he was with, this whole thing I'm catching up on, but he was with Chriselle. They broke up because he didn't want to have kids. Then he got really emotional. Then she started dating someone else, and that's all public.
Uh-huh.
It's too much heartache.
We should talk to him about marriage.
Well, I think he wants to be
a bachelor.
Yeah. I don't think he wants...
He's my age.
I don't know that they were going towards the marriage route anyways, but they were definitely going towards the kid route, or at least that's the storyline that they were portraying.
He said, I can't do it. But then he had to deal with her going out with someone else, which is also...
Because that came up on the reunion. That's when we all found out. Mm-hmm.
All right. We're coming back.
And now he still has to work with her.
I know. Well, that's what happens. You start dating at the office.
So bad.
Oh, so we're all thinking about, you know, Memorial Day just happened. We're all thinking about summertime. And I think I say it for the holidays. I say it for back to school. I say it for summertime. Let's get in shape.
I know.
Let's change it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So did I tell you about Alexis Ren? That is a, I don't know, somebody told me about on YouTube, Alexis Ren's ab workout.
No.
It's a model. Okay. It's a model. I do a 10-minute ab workout to music with beeps. Do the one to music with beeps.
With beeps?
Because when you're doing the workout, you need the beep to know when to change the exercise.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The boom. Okay, I got it.
No, it's not boom. It's a beep.
Now I'm confused.
Pops right up.
Did you get it?
10-minute workout with beeps and music.
I love a good 10-minute workout. Okay.
This is the thing.
Yeah.
And it's great. You can do it for 10 minutes. You can do it. You can do it. Alexis Ren, I've never met her, but I like the ab workout.
Who told you about that?
Yeah, you know, this was definitely somebody.
You know, uh-huh.
You know, the person I'm doing my abs with.
Cute.
Oh, yeah.
I love a couples workout.
What other ab? What are you doing with?
Okay, we don't need details.
What did you just say? I don't understand you.
So what else are you doing with?
There's a weird side to Tanya sometimes.
I know. She gets super creepy sometimes, but it's fine. We love her.
Like, I'm so happy I was not in that hotel room in Atlanta with you guys that night.
You know what she does every morning when she comes in? She comes over.
I don't know.
She comes over and she hugs me for about 45 seconds. I'm not exaggerating.
I mean, I think it's sweet, but it may be rooted in issue.
I just continue to work on my laptop. Like,
yeah, head down. But Sisney, did you find something new that you're doing?
It's not necessarily like the workout specific, but it's something that is making me actually work out every single day, which I wasn't doing before.
What?
And it's putting an actual meeting in my calendar. Like I say Peloton or go for a walk or whatever. Like it's in my calendar and I will do it. I schedule it. If I don't schedule it, I don't do it.
Right.
And I've been doing this for the past like 3 weeks and I've noticed like I'm actually sticking to this. I'm like, why did I discover this now at 38?
Well, yeah, it's okay. Life expectancy is a long time now.
You know, I used to work out with my friend Lewis and I would put those in the calendar, obviously, because it was a meeting and we would always do them. But now he's gotten so busy and he doesn't train me anymore. And so I kind of just dropped the ball ever since my birthday. And I really had to just get back in it. And this is the one thing that's helping. So I just thought like I would share it with anybody who's listening. Put it in your schedule. Put it in your schedule.
It's funny. Now, I, for much of my life, would feel guilty if I worked at any time into my day for myself, for anything, right? To take a walk, to take a run, whatever it was. Then I realized as time goes by, people respect it.
Yeah.
Like other people and your work should, if you can't, doesn't have to be long. I mean, my ab workout's 10 minutes.
Block it out.
Doesn't have to be long.
And then, you know, with like the Outlook calendar, at least for us here at work, it shows if you are busy in that time. So then other people will try to schedule a meeting with you, but it shows that it's blocked out. It doesn't say what it is, but they won't schedule a meeting.
Oh, well, now we know what it is.
Well, there's a bunch of stuff on my calendar.
Don't you enjoy the alone walk sometimes just for your own like headspace?
I do. The kids' preschool is about a mile from the house and I will walk to go pick them up. The majority of the time, because it's nice. I look like a weirdo pushing a double stroller that's empty on the way there.
No, don't have that feeling. Do not.
I literally am like, this must look so weird. I'm just pushing an empty stroller all the way to the preschool.
My friend just bought a stroller for her dog, so you're good.
Well, okay.
Because her dog, that's even further.
Well, her dog's very old, and he can't go out on long walks with her, so she wants him to experience the beach.
Can you walk me through Robbie's body? How's his body? Okay. I'm just thinking fitness, in terms of fitness, your boyfriend.
It's very good. He has muscular arms. He can pound a lot of weights like that, you know?
Pound them?
Pound them?
Yeah, or I don't know, squeeze them, or lift them, lift a lot of weights.
Yeah, lift is different than pounding weights, but Now, what's his, I'm just thinking about fitness, what's his best, because what I try and do is a lot of, what do you call this thing?
Obliques.
Thighs. Obliques, yeah.
He can run like 3 miles in under 25 minutes.
That's impressive. Wow. 7-minute miles?
Unfun. Mm. What's any other highlights?
No, It's good, though. It's a good body. Let me tell you. It's not
rough. And where would he focus his work? You want him to get the Alexis Ren workout?
Where would he like to focus it?
Where would you like for him to focus?
Oh, great question. I think overall, I like his arms. Nice.
No, but what does he need to work on more?
I think he's perfect.
Yeah. Trickery, dickery. No way.
I'm just asking questions because I'm going to use whatever she, basically what she says, I'm going to work on too. Because I think that he and I probably have the same almost body type.
Yeah, you guys really do.
Are you guys the same height?
I'm taller.
No, you're not.
I am too. You don't know that he and I met and we hugged and I saw it and I clocked it. The time that you were like, guys, get a picture,
Hold on. You're 5'9". I'm going to ask him. How tall are you?
You don't know?
You know how tall he is?
No.
How do you not know?
You should know this.
I think he's 5'9", 5'10", something like that.
Well, they get to something like that if we're having a competition right now, okay?
Big difference. Big difference.
We'll come back. Your morning hack is next at Kiss FM.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Did Robbie get back to you yet? Your boyfriend about his height? I'm dying to, I'm desperate
but I said,
to know.
How tall are you, like, actually?
Crickets.
Yeah, don't
Oh, dot, dot, dot. Hold on.
Oh, it's coming.
Okay, well, let me read this while you do that. If you're waking up with bags under your eyes, all right, this is what they say to apply to the area. Dermatologists say apply this to under your eyes. Be careful it doesn't get in your eyes. But to get rid of the bags, caffeine. Caffeine tightens the blood vessels to reduce the swelling. So massage a caffeine serum under your eyes and then apply your regular moisturizer. Be careful you don't get the caffeine in your eye.
Yeah.
How tall is your boyfriend?
So he said 5'9". Why?
Well,
and I said, are you as tall or taller than Ryan? I thought taller.
Well, because Ryan's 5'8".
Load the question.
Well, he already answered.
You said I thought taller, so he's going to go, oh, yeah. You were that. That was a very biased.
But he
lead.
Is taller because you're 5'8".
I'm 5'9 and a half.
The half?
No. Guys, we've done this. We've measured me with a stick in here before.
You were wearing shoes.
Well, I'll wear flats.
We're
or none.
Barefoot.
Barefoot. That's where.
Next time Robbie and you are together this week
back to back.
For our
we'll
Wango
go back
dinner,
to back.
Go back to back, barefoot.
What do you say?
Dot, dot, dots.
He types too much
stuff. Oh, here we go. I think we are very close to the same. We met once, and I think I was a bit taller, but right about the same.
But what?
But right about the same.
Yeah, I disagree. All right, we'll see him later. Get to the bottom of this. Today's quote, your mind is like water. When agitated, it becomes difficult to see. But if allowed to settle, the answer becomes clear. You're on Kiss FM. What do you say now?
Can look at the pics to examine.
I'm such a lawyer.
No, the pics.
Go to Exhibit A.
Exhibit A.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Sissany, let's run down the Tuesday morning headlines.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, I mean, just when you think eating organic is the way to go, the FDA is investigating a hepatitis A outbreak potentially linked to organic fresh strawberries. Now, the agency says the strawberries were sold under the Fresh Campo and HEB brands, purchased between March 5th and April 25th. And the FDA is investigating 17 cases, 15 of them right here in California. These specific strawberries were sold at a number of places like Trader Joe's, Kroger, Safeway, and Walmart. Now, California lawmakers are considering a bill that could potentially set new protections for employees working in ultra-high heat outdoors. If passed, the bill would require employers to make sure workers get paid and obviously have rest breaks every hour and have more accessible cool water when temperatures exceed 105 degrees. Harry Styles' latest call for gun safety includes a huge donation to every town. Now, so in the days following the shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, many celebrities joined the ongoing call for gun control, including Harry Styles. He announced that his tour would partner with Every Town for Gun Safety, an organization dedicated to ending gun violence. And during Love on Tour, he will be donating to support their efforts and sharing their suggested action items.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
You know, every once in a while, I find it necessary to touch base with Ashley Dingus, who is on Instagram and TikTok at Real Mouse Vibes. She is a theme park expert, just a fan of theme parks, but knows them so well inside and out and gives her reviews. And so Ashley and Nick as well have been dating for about 6 years, and they started at Real Mouse Vibes on Instagram and TikTok.
And it's really good information. Ashley, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. You know, fortunately, we in Southern California, we are lucky enough to have several amusement parks in our region.
It's true.
Where I grew up, we didn't. We only had Six Flags over Georgia.
Wow.
And it was, that was it. That's all you got, Six Flags.
We're like, right? So depressing for you.
Well, it was, no, we didn't know. But you know when you grow up without, you don't know differently.
Yeah, you don't know. I didn't know.
But for us, we like grew up having season passes.
You grew up
passes.
With Disneyland. Okay, unfair.
Like literally season passes to Disneyland in sixth grade. Like if you didn't have one, you weren't cool.
That's what we asked our grandparents for Christmas forever. It was just Disneyland or Disney World. And maybe if we're lucky, we got to go. But you've been to all of the theme parks. So I want to just highlight for those, like, what stands out for you right now at Disneyland?
So Fantasmic is coming back this weekend. So you guys are going to have Fantasmic and Main Street Electrical Parade and World of Color. All the nighttime spectaculars are back at both parks. It's going to be awesome. But Fantasmic has been the one thing that Disney fans have been waiting for about 2.5 years.
Wow.
And it's finally here. Now, Ashley, honestly, you and Nick, do y'all just do this for a living or is there other stuff going on?
We have so much stuff going on. We're also traveling and vlogging as well. And I work full time on top of doing my theme park stuff.
I love that.
Yeah.
Working with your significant other is so cute.
Another one that's somewhat more convenient for some people, if you're not in Orange County, would be Universal Studios. What's the highlight attraction there now?
Oh my God, you guys. So on Universal Studios, Jurassic World, the ride, there's a 100-foot Indominus Rex that fights a T-Rex right before the big drop. It's the perfect summer ride. You get super wet on it, but those animatronics are mind blowing and a bit scary, but you have to force your kids to go on it anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's go to Six Flags Magic Mountain. So many great rides there. What do you like?
So they're opening up the new Wonder Woman coaster, which is the longest single rail coaster in the world this summer.
Cool.
And also, little tip for Six Flags, if you guys invest in the Fast Lane, no one ever uses it. You will walk on every single ride, yet no one ever does it. We went, and we went on every single ride twice. We just walked right
on. Wait, so no one wants to spend because you have to pay to get into it?
Yes. And it's like, it's so worth it. It's like, you don't have to wait in line. It's insane.
Interesting.
That was always my dream as a kid.
Sometimes, yeah, but with those coasters, though, sometimes you need like a little bit of pause to like get your heart rate back down.
Agreed.
All right, let's finally go to Knott's Berry Farm, Ashley.
Okay, so they have Ghost Town Alive, which is an award-winning live-action role-playing show, and you get immersed inside with the citizens of Calico. It is so much fun. We did it this past Saturday, and we were in Calico for 8 full hours. It was
fun. What?
Yes, it was wild.
Isn't there more to see?
There's so much more to see, but they had like 6 different shows going on at once, and you're like a part of the role playing. I've never experienced anything like it. And they had like over 100 actors within Ghost Town Streets, just like going along with this crazy show.
I saw that too. And I honestly, it was really, really fun. And actually there was a couple that got married in one of the courthouses while I was there.
There's actual courthouse?
So cool. Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah.
It's Disney, you got to get out. Got to get you out. We're going to have tickets to all these theme parks all summer long.
Officiants?
Ashley Dingus in North Hollywood right now. Follow her for all the inside scoop and tips on the theme parks. Real Mouse Vibes, Instagram, TikTok. Ashley, have a great summer. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
On air. On air with Ryan Seacrest.
It's time for a second date update. 102.7 Kiss FM. So I got this from Andrew in Glendale, and he says he's a waiter, and he put his phone number on a receipt when she came to the restaurant. So she texts him. They go out, and he says it was a great night, but she doesn't want to go out again. Andrew, thanks for coming on. All right, I love that all this happened on the receipt, and she texted you because she wanted to get to know you better. You guys went out. You said you had a good time, but what went wrong?
Honestly, Ryan, I'm not really sure. Like I said, we had texted. We had a great dinner. Went over to Cheesecake Factory in Pasadena. She's laughing. You know, we're having a good time. We're flirting. And kind of spur of the moment, we were like, hey, you know what's just gorgeous is just watching the sunset on the beach. And I was like, you know what? What the heck? Let's go. Let's go right now.
Wow.
And she was like, all right, let's do it. And we went out. We did kiss on the beach. You know, it was very nice. Then, you know, very PG. And took her home, and that's been it. I haven't heard anything else.
Well, so what do we think here? I mean, what's our best educated guess as to what happened?
Again, I don't really know. I didn't, like, try to go in her apartment or anything like that. You know, I was trying to be respectful on that first date. I've texted her probably 3 times, and I really haven't heard anything.
And you guys went from Pasadena to the beach. That's a lot of time in the car. How was that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was fine. Like I said, it was evening, and it was on a Saturday, so that helped tremendously. I mean, I drive a lot anyway. I mean, we all do in L.A., so yeah, kind of part of it.
So we're in a second date update. Andrew, he's waiting tables. She then comes to the restaurant. Her name is Ashlyn. He put his number on the receipt, and she reached out to him.
Very
and they
romantic.
Went out to dinner. Then they drove to the mm-hmm. beach, and he thought it was a great night, but now she won't respond. My date is the worst.
Well,
let me
no.
grab. Yeah, it is. More worse dates than better dates, right,
Tanya?
It's
exciting at
That's
first.
True. More worse.
Right. Yeah. Hmm. We can have this debate amongst ourselves later.
But it's an adventure.
Now, Andrew, we found Ashlyn. We're going to see if we can find out why she's blowing you off, okay?
Hey, that'd be great. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And hold on one sec. Be very, very quiet while we find this out. Here we go. Ashlyn, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you. So we're calling you about a guy named Andrew. I think you went to his restaurant. He waited on you and you guys went on a date. How was the date? How was Andrew?
I mean, Andrew was great and the date was great. I mean, we went to Cheesecake Factory, which I'll forgive him for.
Why? I love that place. Yeah. Why would you say that?
It's a big menu.
A big menu. It's so overwhelming. You never know what
that's
to get.
Yeah, but that's nice.
Okay, you need to handle it because it is what is exciting about that place is you can have everything.
That's true.
All right, so I don't want to take this personally. So you went to Cheesecake Factory and then afterwards you went to the beach.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have, like, texted a random waiter. He's probably absolutely a boy and, you know, puts his number on every receipt. But, he was great, and I liked him a lot. You know, we drove to the beach and watched the sunset. The date itself was great, but I'm genuinely, like, I feel lucky that I made it home alive.
Why? What was so dangerous?
It was actually really weird. Like, on the way to the beach, he was fine, but on the way back, he drove, like, so insanely crazy. Like, I think at one point, he got up to 90 miles an hour. I mean, he was swerving around. He was cutting people off. His music was so loud, and, like, I don't know. Like, he was just, like, looking at me and talking and not looking at the road. And I was genuinely praying that I was going to make it home alive. It was horrifying.
That's a bit bizarre because when you're just meeting someone, even your demeanor while getting into the car and in the car and driving the car are all first impressions. So I find that strange. Ashlyn, if you would just stay with me here. Andrew is on the line. Andrew, is what Ashlyn is saying true? Did you drive like that?
I mean, I'll be honest. I think maybe she's exaggerating a little bit.
She was like afraid for her life, and she's happy she made it home alive.
Well, I really am sorry about that. I didn't mean to scare you. I don't know. It was a fun night, and I do drive kind of fast. But you know, I didn't want to make you feel, you know, afraid for your life.
Why did you go that fast with someone else in the car?
I don't know. I just kissed a beautiful girl on the beach, and you know, I was feeling
good.
You're
excited. Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
But, Andrew, it sounds to me like Ashlyn has reason to not really want to reconnect, unless, Ashlyn, I'm speaking for you, but it doesn't sound like this is a match.
Yeah, not for me.
But why did you text him? Why did you text him in the first place?
I don't know. He was really cute. And I mean, I hadn't been on a date in a long time, but we had a great vibe at the restaurant. Like, I don't know. Like,
so is it just the driving?
Yeah, but I think the thing for me is, like, he was fine on the way there. So, like, I don't know. Like, you know, when he, like, went to the bathroom before we drove home, I'm like, what did he do in there to make him drive so fast? Like,
come on.
Just, like, a major red flag for me. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Andrew, does any of that make sense to you?
I didn't do anything.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's fine, but... Yeah, okay. there are other girls that might like that, but that's just, like, not me.
All right. Wow. Well, Andrew, thank you for reaching out. Ashlyn, thank you for your candor, and you guys should never speak again.
Yeah, this is not a match.
All right, not a match. Bye-bye. Now, Andrew, if he's, who knows what happened, why he's acting like that or driving like that, but I, too, would be afraid and think that's a massive red flag if somebody were recklessly
driving is scary.
And if also it's a red flag if he says he got that excited after a kiss, that's also a red flag. Like, that makes me nervous too. I kissed you and now you're so excited,
turn into like Jim Carrey from The Mask.
This is why dating the worst sport ever.
It's not.
All right,
but you just gotta find the right match.
The search is the worst sport ever.
All right, fair enough.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Seacrest with you after the holiday week. And I notice when I go to a restaurant that I've never been to before, I stare at what people order. Then I look away. Then I look back at what their reaction is when they eat the food they've ordered to see if I've made the right choice.
Oh my gosh, that's invasive.
It's not great to be in the same restaurant with me. And I get caught looking at them. I look away immediately. Now we've created this awkward triangle of people next to me. But don't you want to see the reaction? Oh, I should have ordered. Let's see. They got the chicken. I should have gotten the chicken. Look at that. They're moaning about the chicken. And I got the asparagus.
Why don't you ask the server? That's what I do.
I do that too. You've had lunches with me. You know how many questions I ask the server?
Oh, yeah.
But staring at people, I think, is more common than people will admit. Staring at people while they eat foods you have never tasted before. Now, you were actually in Mexico. You were in Cabo. Mm-hmm. So this is it. Sisney went on the bachelorette weekend in Cabo that she organized, that we don't know if the bride went or not, that was postponed, but it was decided by Sisney and everybody. We're going for it, whether she can get her passport fixed or not, right?
Right, exactly. And she got her passport in the nick of time, and I was able to use the blow-up doll of her husband, now husband. It was her fiance at the time when I bought it.
And what exactly did you do with her husband's blow-up doll? Doll of her husband?
He was just with us, like in the pool, and just hanging out. And I had to blow him up by mouth, which was really awkward.
Well, take a pump.
I know. I did not bring the pump. It didn't pack and I couldn't fit. I had to take stuff out of my suitcase because it was already over the limit. Mm-hmm. But we get there and we see pictures of Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber on a boat somewhere.
Wait, so you get to Cabo and you're on your phone?
Well, yeah.
Okay, you're on your phone looking at who else is there.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're kind of like on the look for them and trying to find them. Never did. And then
I need details. So where do you go on the look for Justin and Haley and Cabo? You look at like where they were?
Maybe because like they were on a yacht. So you go like kind of where like the marina is.
Different tours.
Go for a snorkel.
And we were having dinners around there. This is an amazing restaurant called Bagatelles. I highly recommend. I just thought it was going to be this cute boho chic type of restaurant. But they have like a party every 20 minutes when you're eating.
They dance on the table and they spray champagne.
There was no champagne
or
spray.
Beer.
It was so much fun. It was really, really cool. And then what else did we do? Oh, we did ATVs. And have you ever done those? Like the dirt bikes or whatever?
The quads?
Quads.
Four wheels?
Yes.
I have, yeah.
So I did not have shoes. So I did them in flip-flops.
I don't think you're supposed to do them without shoes.
Definitely not.
Yeah, those pedals can hurt.
Was
that on the beach or the sand?
Yeah, on the sand. We went all through like the desert and then you end up and you do it on the sand. That's something that like being on a trip with my friends, because we all have significant others, but it was just us, like our core group of friends that have been friends before anybody got married or anything. And a trip like that, Michael would have been like stressing that I didn't have shoes on, you know, like he would have been like, we can't go on the ATV because you don't have tennis shoes on.
Well, he's trying to be safe and practical.
I know, but he wasn't there. So,
but I want to know what the conversation is. So all of you ladies get together, bachelorette party's been postponed. The bride barely makes it in the nick of time. What do you talk about? Do you talk about him? Do you talk about them? Do you talk about your marriages?
No, we didn't talk about any of our significant others. We talked about our hopes and dreams, and we reminisced a lot of, like, you know, just what we used to do when we were young.
And do you give her advice?
No!
Because she's getting, you don't give her marriage advice?
Not really.
I need a host. I want to come host the next one.
You want to have like a Q&A?
I want to moderate. I just want to moderate. I just want to ask a few questions. I want to see
like
where
that. I like advice. I think that's cute on a bachelorette, like the for the married ones to give advice.
Ay, ay, ay. No, we just took shots of tequila and parties.
Yeah, it sounds like once you're married, Tanya, when you go away with your friends, you don't want to talk about being married.
Oh.
You just want to go enjoy your friends and have your tequila.
I saw people with their
Haley
kids and they looked miserable. I was like, oh, so happy I'm not you.
Well, I'm glad she made it. It's a story with a good ending.
She made it, and Cardi B was there, and we almost
Cardi
went out
B was
the
at
last...
the bachelorette party?
No, she was in Cabo, and we almost went out the final night, but we were all just too tired. And she ended up being like at some strip club, which we probably would have not gone to anyway. So I think it was for the best.
What was there? Oh, it was a holiday weekend. So everybody had time off their tours or whatever to go spend down in Mexico.
And the airport was not bad. It was, we were in and out.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Well, the streets were amazing.
Back from Memorial Day weekend. Tomorrow, can you believe it, is June. Sunny with highs in the low 80s, low 90s inland. Ryan Seacrest, Sisney Tanya here in a trending report. So just reframe that.
If you've been engaged twice before, would you do things differently the third time around?
It seems like if you've been engaged twice before, you shouldn't even think about a third time around.
Okay, well, not under these circumstances. So this is kind of what happened with Becca Kufrin. She was the former bachelorette. And if you don't remember who she was, here's a little backstory. We met her on The Bachelor when it was Ari's season.
Yeah.
So she got engaged to Ari. I don't know if you remember, he proposed to her and then he ended up dumping her and picking the runner-up, Lauren, who he is still with now today. So then Becca went on to become The Bachelorette. She was The Bachelorette. She was then engaged to Garrett. Things didn't work out with them. So then she went back on to Bachelor in Paradise, where she met her now fiance, Thomas Jacobs. So it was her third time around, and she did things a little differently. She proposed to him.
Did she do this on TV as well?
No. So she posted on Instagram actually yesterday or the day before, and she said she posted the photos, and she said, in the ultimate plot twist, he said yes. So we don't really know exactly why she proposed. I'm just kind of, this is my hypothesis. This is my theory on the subject, because I felt like maybe she's been engaged twice before. So she wanted to do things differently this time around. It feels different. So she proposed to him, but I mean, it's kind of an awesome baller move. And they took pictures. He's wearing a ring, and
I could see you doing this.
It's funny. I saw
this. It's funny you should bring this up.
No.
She saw this, and then you thought what, Tanya?
And then I thought, it's kind of awesome. But I wonder if they had conversations about it before.
I don't know. But the thing also about getting engaged, I guess to some people, they get engaged kind of not knowing if they're really going to get married. To me, you
That's
get engaged
terrible.
Because you're going to get married. But some people go in saying, well, we'll get engaged and we'll have a long engagement and see what happens. Haven't you heard of people do that?
I've heard of no one doing that.
Not one.
Well,
that's like a bad move.
I'm telling you.
That's not what you think, right?
No, I think that's why I'm not engaged. I think you got it. It's like step one into the full thing.
Yes.
The full performance.
It's a serious thing.
Yeah, of course. But Tanya, I do like it. And I don't think it has to. Why does it have to be traditional? It doesn't have to be traditional, right?
No, I agree, but I'm so curious, and I'm going to be listening to her podcast to find out if they had talked about it before.
Earlier, if you were here, you heard us talking about Tanya's boyfriend, Robbie, and a very compelling debate. Who's taller?
Who's taller?
Now, this is a terrible photo, because I don't think you can tell from this.
Oh.
He's got huge heels on his boots.
No,
I'm zooming in.
Your guys' heels are exactly the same.
Exactly
That's not
the
true.
Same. Yes, no, they are.
Yours might be taller, actually.
I don't think so. And I think he's also a little in the foreground. So this is inaccurate. We cannot submit this.
He couldn't be further behind. Look, your foot's actually more in front than his. So,
guys, I'm just telling you, you're going to have to put us in the same room to find out who's
and
taller.
And he couldn't be taller.
Like, you can tell the hairline. It's a full inch, maybe two.
No, it's not true.
It's an inch.
I cannot believe this looks doctored. Let me grab Megan. We'll have to see each other at Wango Tango or wherever we might run into each other next.
That's so
because
good.
I think, Tanya, you want to know.
Yeah,
and
also,
I certainly do.
He doesn't know how to doctor photos. Like, that photo is not doctored.
He sent this out to the doctor photo doctorer. No. Hey, Megan, good morning in Burbank. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing super well, thank you. So tell us, you're calling about your roommate?
Yes, I have a little bit of a situation, and I'm not sure how to deal with it.
Okay, we've all been in situations with our roommates, so go ahead.
Yes, I've been living with my roommate for about a year now, but she has never helped clean any of the common rooms, like especially the kitchen, for example. But she'll always make comments to me and being like, oh, wow, the floor is dirty, or yeah, the apartment needs a deep clean, but she won't do it. Like, she never has helped me. And I just kind of laugh it off because I'm like, I don't really know what to say. So I need help with how I should approach this with her.
Oh, my gosh.
How long have you been roommates?
For about a year now.
Kick her out.
That's complicated. Then you got to find somebody else.
Exactly. She's nice and she works a lot, like a long hour. So I don't really see her that much. But
yeah.
But I mean, she still uses like the kitchen and it's still, you know, dirty from her.
I don't... This is the thing. I'm just going to take you back to when I had roommates. We would address this stuff and we would have these like house meetings. There was a bunch of us living in one place. So one, two, three, four or five at a time, we shared this townhouse.
Oh my gosh.
But there was always somebody with an issue. The bathroom was a big fight.
Could only imagine that bathroom.
Especially living with mostly dudes.
I know.
Anyway, we would just address it directly. I mean, I think there's no other way around it than to say, you're not holding up your end of the bargain here, and it's a problem. You just, honesty and clarity.
Yeah, that's true.
Or start walking around naked.
Well, that's not going to do anything.
Why even throw that out there? That's not an option.
What is that going to do to the roommate?
Yeah, why is that going to up her clean?
I don't know. You never know.
I would just start with alternating weeks. Hey, let's just, to keep it simple, I'll clean one week, you clean the next week. Yeah. And then you kind of almost create this schedule and she has to keep it up.
Yeah, the schedule, that's a great idea.
Walk around naked.
Schedule's not going to help this lady.
But how is nudity going to keep her, like, what is that going to do to get her to scrub the toilet?
It's going to just make her uncomfortable living with you and then she'll move out and you can get a cleaner roommate.
But you don't understand the roommate process.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Getting someone new you don't know, that could be scary.
I do know the roommate process. I lived with a rando and we ended up having a really beautiful roommateship for
That's
4
rare.
Years.
I found a rando and I'm lucky to be alive. I thought this person was going to actually murder me in the middle of the night.
Oh my gosh, wow.
I can't even live to tell this. Well, I do live to tell the story, but I can't even tell the story. All right, thank you, Megan. And nudity's not the answer.
Mm-mm.
You know what we did? So I lived with two guys for a while. They were a mess. So we decided to get a bigger place, split it five ways with two women. And having two women in the place made it better because the guys would listen to the girls. Like
you
they
just,
would listen.
You just naturally were cleaner because you didn't want to look like a slob in front of them.
Yeah, exactly. You want to be clean in front of them or cooler in front of them. To us, the guys didn't care about the guys.
That's so true.
But
that's
the
really
girls
funny.
Were actually cleaner and they were definitely deliberate about telling all the other guys, including me, keep it clean.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we were afraid they would tell any girl we wanted to date that we were a mess.
And they would.
Of course.
I bet you they did.
So the solution's not nudity, Tanya.
The solution's always nudity.
No.
Let me tell you, fighting, nudity.
Tell me. I want to hear that. What fighting
so
jumped
you're fighting
in,
and then you just get
you
naked?
Just take your, clothes
take your
off?
Top off and it just solves the problem. Try it next time. Report back.
But wait, why would you take your top off if you're arguing?
Distraction.
No, but are you trying to win?
No, I don't fight to win. I fight to express myself.
I fight to strip.
Clearly.
I fight to take my top off. That's why I fight.
Exactly.
All right. If you've been to Vegas recently or over the last, I guess it's been a while, this thing's been under construction.
Yeah.
But you'll notice in the skyline, there's this big sphere structure, this big ball structure, and people are really talking about it because even in Vegas, it stands out, and it's certainly unique. And I asked a while back when I said, what is that going to be? They said it's going to be an amphitheater, performance arena, right? So what is, it's an MGM structure, right?
The MSG Sphere. That's the
name. It's an MSG, not MGM.
Yes. The people behind like Madison Square Garden.
Got it.
Yes.
Well, make sure we get our consonants correct. MSG.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So it's called the MSG Sphere. And it, yeah, like you said, it's a new high-tech entertainment venue. It's behind the Venetian. And this is just going to change the way we experience stuff, because not only are you going to be able to go inside the sphere and watch a show or watch some sort of performance or something like that, but the outside of the sphere is also going to be a screen wrapped around the entire building or the entire round structure. They're saying that it's going to be so bright that you can actually see it from space.
On the outside?
On the outside as well. So you know how like there's a bunch, you walk down or you go to Vegas and you're on the strip and you see all the screens everywhere. The outside's also going to be a screen.
Oh.
Well, wait, so you can see it from space. What if you live in the suburbs? You might be blinded by that on a regular basis.
I think if you're living close to the strip, you already know what you're getting yourself into. But the inside's going to hold like 20,000 people. It's going to be have like one of the hugest screens that wraps around inside. So the screen will actually be like, if you're sitting in your seat, there's going to be stuff behind you as well. It's almost like a 360.
It's all, yeah.
Immersive.
That's cool.
Isn't that cool to go and like watch a concert there with all the lights and like who knows what they're doing? And it's so high tech that they're actually building one of these screens. They built it here in Burbank so that other artists and engineers can play with it and figure out how to even get something like this to work.
It's still beyond my comprehension, but it sounds like something I will enjoy.
I think so too. I'm
and we're basically
it.
Flagging down aliens at this point by these kinds of bright spheres.
Well,
we're saying, hey, Vegas, whatever comes from Mars stays in Vegas.
They're saying that it'll be done by the second half of next year, which I'm saying could line up perfectly with our iHeartRadio Music Festival. Just throwing it out
well,
there.
Well, those are decisions made by people way, way above where we are. But I like the idea. I want to give away tickets to that once it's open.
On Air.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
We're going to bring in one of the stars of a series called Selling Sunset, Jason Oppenheim, and the reunion special now streaming on Netflix along with all of the seasons. So, Jason, first of all, it's great to have you on.
Yeah, thank you much, Ryan. It's good to be on.
Tell me, in hindsight, and I've got a little experience with reality television, in hindsight, is it worth it?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to go with yes.
It is.
Because I'm filming with my best friends, and I think it's been, as a whole, I think it's been great for them, and I think that has provided me a lot of happiness as well.
So you're filming with your best friends, then you're filming your relationship, then your relationship ends, and then Chriselle is with someone else, and you see all of that, and I can't help but think that hurts. That's tough.
That's just such a difficult question. There's so much there to unpack. But, you know, in some ways, I think it was kind of cathartic going through the reunion episode with her, as much as I was not looking forward to that, to be honest.
Sure.
I feel like I came out of that awkwardly better and even closer with Chriselle. You know, I mean, we're in a good place. So, you know, I don't think there's any breakup that's easy. For me, yeah. I don't think the fact that it was public made it any more difficult. I don't generally get affected by that, but just the breakup in and of itself was difficult.
And has doing Selling Sunset been good for business?
Yeah, I think it has. I think there's, you know, it's hard to draw direct links, but I think that it is certainly, because our business was increasing every year anyway, so it's kind of hard to tell
right.
where it would be without the show, but I would have to venture to say the show has helped in some respect.
So let's just break out of the Sunset world and talk about all of Southern California in general. From your view, I mean, home buying has been in a certain place that we haven't seen in a long time. No contingencies and people getting multiple offers very, very quickly. What do you see for the next year or two for those listening in both LA and Orange County that might be wanting to sell or buy?
So, you know, I usually am more confident when I answer a question like that, but I think we're going through just a kind of a difficult transition. I'm generally optimistic, cautiously optimistic, because I think there's very little supply and there's still a ton of money out there and a ton of demand. I think the 1%, which is really where I sell, is still doing very well. And I also think that interest rates are getting so high that a lot of people aren't going to sell their home because they've got a great interest rate. So I think that you're going to see even less inventory, although generally probably less demand. I just think home sales, home volume of sales is going to decrease dramatically. Not great for agents, not great for real estate brokerage, but I think home buyers are going to kind of be in a homeostasis for the next couple of years.
We're on with Jason Oppenheim from Selling Sunset. So I want to ask you, and Tanya and Sisney were both asking me this about you, and I said, so I don't know, I haven't talked to him yet. But looking at what we talk about here on this show, we talk about Tanya's with her boyfriend, Sisney's married. Yes. You are kind of my age and unmarried. What are your thoughts about marriage?
I try not to look too far into the future, but I think if I had to guess, I think at some point I'd like to be married and have a family. I just don't, just not there yet. You know, I'm not going to rush myself. The 40s of, you know, the 2020s are not the 40s of, you know, the 1980s or the 1950s. I mean, I'm going to live till I'm probably 90 something statistically. I think, you know, 30, 40 years with the same person is plenty.
I love your answer.
And I want to focus on, you know, what gives me purpose right now and what makes me happy. I'm certainly not going to listen to, I think, societal constraints and just listen to myself.
So I've been trying to say that. What do you mean, yeah, to him? I've been trying to tell you that for 10 years,
We're
Tanya.
Not pressuring you, Ryan.
We're not pressuring you.
You have no idea, not, Jason.
Wait, Jason, I'm so excited for Selling the OC. What can you tell us about this spinoff?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for asking. I'm actually funny. When we wrap this up, I'm heading for a team meeting right now. But I could not be more excited. I have so much fun with those agents. I have so much fun filming down there. I love The Office. I mean, The Office is so epic. I've got a place down there, and I like Newport. So, I mean,
yeah, me too.
Generally, I just love everything about everything down there, including the show. I think the show is going to be really, really good. I think it's kind of it's a little different. You know, it's a younger, a little more like let it all hang out. I think they had a chance to watch Selling Sunset. So I think for them, you know, they kind of knew what they were getting into, knew, like, they just didn't have any inhibitions. Whereas I feel like we kind of were creating that genre and kind of, you know, I think a little hesitant to kind of understand what was going on in the process.
Well, congratulations on the spinoff. And if you haven't seen it, you can check it out on Netflix and The Reunion as well. Jason Oppenheim, nice chatting with you, pal. Take good care.
It's nice to meet you.
Okay, bud. Take care of yourself. Bye, guys.
See you later.
Bye.
Good looking guy.
Yeah.
Right? He's an identical twin, too.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying his shirt's unbuttoned to his navel.
I wanted to say something, but I just didn't feel like him and I were like on that level yet.
No, we're not. That's why we're talking about it now that he's gone.
I was like, yo, the deep V. What
I mean, I don't know where the button connected, but it was way below frame.
Party in Ibiza.
Yeah.
But it makes me think we should do more of that.
I know. We should get that link. Get that link.
You do that, Ryan.
You want me to do that?
You do it naturally.
But that comes across as cheesy. He looks good.
I know. It did look good on him.
Yours doesn't come across that cheesy.
Yeah, sometimes it does. We make fun of him.
Yeah. It's okay. It's part of being me. I get it. Like, some days it's cheesy. Other days it's just borderline.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
That's going to wrap it up for us. Tomorrow, we're back on it. First thing in the morning. So, make sure you hang. I have more tickets to our Wango Tango and $500 in cash every hour, all right?
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.